so be in prayer for him, please. And then if we have a sign up out there for that boys Toledo trip, if you could, if you plan on going to that, if you could sign up for that. Get Hebrews chapter 6, just a couple of quick thoughts tonight before we go to prayer. Hebrews 6, 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Now, you know that Old Testament, they had that big, thick curtain between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, the place that that high priest could only go one day a year, the Day of Atonement, have to make atonement for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. And a few things happened when Jesus died on that cross, gave up the ghost. The rocks rent, the graves opened, and that veil was ripped in half. And look at verse 20. Whither the forerunner is for us entered. Now, what's the forerunner? That's the guy that runs in front of you. Even Jesus made him high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And that's what we do tonight. We enter into the Holy of Holies where God is. That's because we've laid hold on the hope, the anchor of the soul, Jesus Christ. He gives us access. There's one mediator. Mary's not a mediator. Muhammad's not a mediator. Your mother's not a mediator. There's one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. And a mediator is one that goes to God on behalf of man when it comes to being a priest. He's a high priest. And, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, he that turneth his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is abomination. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm not sure God hears prayers of those that are against God. You know, oh my God, the plane's going down. But I don't believe, and I'm an atheist and everything else. Now, I know from Cornelius that his prayers were heard, but he was seeking God. I think God hears that sinner's prayer. I think God hears the prayer of the one that's saying, you know, Lord, where are you? But I'll tell you what, if you don't have Jesus Christ on your side, you don't get in. And that's what we do tonight. We go in one man, not only in a nation, in a world, got to go behind that veil. And everybody else had to stand by. We have access. And unfortunately, we don't avail ourselves to it much. You know, you hear prayer meeting, people get all a little bit uptight, and it's a little nerve-wracking. We had a little family conversation. Some of mine like it better when we split up with just the ladies, and some of mine like it better when we split up with the families. And I basically said, who cares, man? We're talking to Jesus. And my better half, you know, she said, well, you know, a lot of times ladies will be more open in their prayer if you know, men aren't there or whatever, and women can be afraid praying in front of men. But let's just be mindful tonight that we have access. Now go to Jeremiah. This thought came to me today. We get to go in, amen? And we usually don't go in because we're not desperate. If bombs started falling on this country, we wouldn't care about who was around when we were praying and crying. When that plane, that jet, that Southwest plane was going around the other day, oh, I feel funny. No, oh, okay. Jeremiah, you know, we sort of compartmentalize our lives. Of course, we got prayer, then we got Bible reading, then we got ministry, then we got work, then we got church. And of course, you know, Jeremiah, the prophet, he's called as a prophet to go to man on behalf of God. And he says, I want you to preach. I want you to tell them. He's the last prophet before captivity. But I want you to look at a couple passages. Start with 10:23. And I'm just reading out of verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. And he's preaching, and he's preaching, and he's preaching. And then in verse 23, right in the middle of his preaching, he prays. Now, when did you ever see a preacher do that? I've had a call on people sometime when I felt like I was passing a kidney stone preaching, but, oh, Lord! I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families, wow, what a prayer that is, that call not upon thy name, for they have eaten up Jacob. So here's a preacher, here's a minister, looking at the mess around him, but he never strays too far from his connection to God. Go to chapter 11. Same thing. Verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, hear the words of this covenant, on and on and on. And then when he gets to verse 18, he says, and the Lord hath given me knowledge of it. Verse 20, but O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that trieth the reins of the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith the Lord, and then he goes back. So he's preaching, he's praying. He's preaching, he's praying. How else are we going to pray without ceasing? Pray for all men, pray everywhere, pray always. How are we going to do those four things if we're not in constant communion with the Lord? 14:13. In fact, we'll start in 7. I'm reading verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth, and away he goes, man, letting her fly, and then 7. Oh, Lord. Though our, that's the revival prayer. The revival prayer doesn't say you. The revival prayer says we. Unto us belong confusion of faith. That was Daniel's prayer. When you start including yourself and God sees that humility, testify against us. Do thou it for thy name's sake. See his motivation. For our backslidings. This guy, he's right with God. No, but he's including himself. We have sinned against thee. I got all these little dates. 4/21. Hey, what's the date today? 4/21/2006. Verse 20. Right in the middle of this preaching, he's right with God. And then again, even in verse 13, then said I, ah, Lord God. Verse 20, we acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us. You see what he's doing? He's preaching to them the captivity coming. And brethren, the captivity is coming. Someone said, if God spares America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And if we're not going to stand in the gap, and that's the context of standing in the gap in the Bible, what's going to stop the destruction? And don't think that we're not going to get burned in the destruction. Now, I don't think we're going through tribulation or great tribulation, but, don't think it can't get bad. It's real bad for a lot of people all around this world. You don't have to be at the mercy of the Antichrist. You could be at the mercy of liberal lawmakers to suffer. We must stand in the gap, and even though we know judgment's coming, we're proclaiming judgment's coming, we're trying to turn people from that judgment, we need to say, oh Lord, spare us. Now, sometimes we think, oh man, I wish the judgment of some, I remember a young preacher who said, man, judgment come, that'll purge the church. Really? 15:15. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, and then in 15, oh, I just read that one. 15:15, I'm sorry. 16:19. Let's see what's there. God speaking in 17, my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Verse 19, O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things. You know what else he's saying? He's saying, if you're not going to spare everyone else, would you spare me? And God did spare him. He left him back in the land, and he was the weeping prophet. 18:23. Look at 17:14 while we're at it. You thought Jeremiah was just railing on everybody all the time. No, man, he had that connect to God. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise, in spite of what the world is doing and the church is doing and maybe other people in my family are doing. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to keep going. Amen? 20 verse 7. Oh, Lord, what a prayer. You know, when you're really connected, and you're in the pits, like the weeping prophet was, you're just kind of straight with God. Now, I wouldn't get too sarcastic with God. But some of these prophets, oh Lord, thou hast deceived me and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. I'm not talking about him no more. Oh, I got all kinds of notes here. This is me, summer 2011. I must have been in the pits. Yeah, I was in the pits. Then said I, forget it. I'm throwing the towel in. I will not, I know you never go through that. Make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing. I just couldn't stop, and I could not stay. Look at verse 13. Sing unto the Lord. If you want to, someone wants to lead a song here or there in your groups, you can go ahead and do that. Praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers, and he end up in a mire pit, and he's praising the Lord. And that's where prayer gets you. You know, we sing that song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and that calls me from the tempter's snare. I was just... I'll make a confession. I said, man, I don't know what's wrong with me. She says, I wonder if we got vitamin D deficiency. You get that from no sun. So she looks it up. Listen to this. Tired. No motivation. Aches and pains. I think I got that. And I've been kind of missing my vitamins, and I sit in front of my, not sun lamp, just a light that Brother Paul, an old one he had, and try to do something up there, you know, and just studying this today. studying Jeremiah. He was in the pits, man, but he never traveled too far from crying out to God, and that's what we want to do tonight. We want to come, go out higher than we came in. Amen? Okay, Pastor, you're going to divvy these up, and we're going to, I have the conference room, A room, B room, fellowship hall, lobby, and here. That'd be six. Five, okay?